Okay, we have a special guest here at WKKG. You've been here before, right?
I have.
Yeah, it seems like she's familiar. Her name is Kelsey. So tell everybody where you work.
So, Kelsey DeClue. I work at Columbus Regional Health.
Is it a good job?
It is a great job. I love it.
You happy there?
I am.
Of course you're not going to say, I don't like it. I've been there
10 years. So,
okay,
you know,
so yeah, that's a good indication.
Well. It's going well, yeah.
Each year you go, I'm going to keep staying there.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, hey, yeah.
Exactly.
And we were just talking, and she's a jogger, and she jogged yesterday in a 5-degree temperature. You did, right?
I did, yeah.
And
it was brief.
Okay, but you put your head, you put your thing on your head.
Yeah.
Toboggan maybe or whatever.
Yeah.
And your arms are covered, your hands are covered.
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, I'm a wimp and I still wore my coat while running.
Oh, could actually do that.
Yeah, I don't care.
With the hood on it.
Yeah.
Why did you have to run yesterday? Please tell me that, Kelsey.
Well, I do enjoy running.
And you keep stats?
No, I'm not
okay.
that.
I keep stats. Okay. That's why I have to do it.
No, I just have to run every other day. It's just part of my
every other day
routine.
So
yeah.
3 days a week?
Yeah. About. Okay. Yeah, I try for that.
But there's 7 days in a week.
Well, so then in between that, I do weights. So you got to alternate cardio and muscle. Yeah.
That makes sense. Do you have any total off days then?
Yeah, usually Friday or Saturday, just kind of whatever, and I'll switch the schedule.
Well, but, did you run 3 times by Friday?
Then
you could do the other part?
Or? You do keep stats, don't you?
Yeah.
The pressure is on.
So sometimes you got to do it on a Sunday.
Yeah, sometimes, okay. Yeah. It just kind of depends. And I'm a fair weather runner, so, okay.
No, yesterday you're not fair weather. Yesterday was freezing.
It was not fair, but the sun was out at some point, I think.
Was it?
I think
it seemed
it
like
was.
It, around Columbus it was cloudy all
well,
day.
I don't know. Anyway, it struck me, and I decided to run. So I will not be running today because I ran yesterday.
Oh, because 3 in the week. Okay. Yeah. You should have waited till today.
I should have, yeah.
But you got 1 out of the way and 2 more to go.
Yeah.
And that's not why you're here, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Happy to talk about it, but no.
What's going on with you?
So we are, if you've heard of a little project called Nexus Park, mm-hmm. the whole community is involved in that. Columbus Regional Health has about 125,000 square feet of that facility. And we are near or at completion of our portion of that facility.
Okay.
So we're having a grand opening now that the construction on the interior is done, having a grand opening to welcome the public into that next Wednesday. Starts at 11:30 a.m. with a ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce, and then we'll have tours of the facility available till 6 p.m. that day.
Oh, they've been doing a lot of work in there then.
Yes.
So we could see what's going on.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be, like I said, it'll be nearly finished, if not completely finished. I mean, the crews are working up through this week to get everything spick and span for us. So
when it's finally finished, what is it going to be?
Yeah. So we're it's a medical facility, outpatient care. We are moving about 16 services or practices over to the space. So we have one in there that's already open. That's OBGYN and Associates. They've been seeing patients over there since October.
Okay.
And then it's a mix of primary care, other medical practices in town, support services that are usually coupled with those, such as imaging or lab services. We also have our WellConnect services, which are over there. It used to be downtown. And they are kind of healthcare navigators.
Okay.
Any question you've got, you need to find a doctor, you've got a question about insurance or just any complexity within the healthcare industry, WellConnect can help you with that. So they'll also be over there.
And so how do we find out more about this?
So most of the information, your go-to is going to be crh.org/nexuspark.
Okay, crh.org/nexuspark. And how do you spell Nexus?
NEXUS.
So next Wednesday, thank you for coming by, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.